5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, so Ferrell on the bench, your boy JoJo Embiid, 42 points, 14 boards, 5 dimes, 3 of 4 from 3, 14 of 21 from the floor. I mean, the guy was 14 of 21 from the floor, 11 of 14 from the line. He's a freak. And that's a gigantic win for them in Milwaukee. And I took him with the spread, with the 6.5. And it just further cements, in my view, that he's the MVP. I mean, it's just that simple. This guy is just dominant, and he's unstoppable. And not only that, he hits from everywhere. I mean, baseline, inside, in the block, mid-range, three-pointers, free throws. I mean, rebounds, block shot. What doesn't he do? He's absolutely all-world, undeniable, unstoppable. There's no one, literally, in the NBA that can stop him. Now, I know that, you know, they don't win titles because the rest of the team is, you know, and has been kind of average at best. You tell me, Mafia. I think, look, don't get me started. I think Danny Green is ass. Shake Milton doesn't matter. Korkmaz is better in terms of his burn and his game than both of those guys. Thibault doesn't do anything. Maxey's a badass. Harris and Maxey, in my opinion, is all they got. And Embiid. And now they have Harden. So he's done it literally, in my opinion, Mafia, by himself. He's dominating the NBA this year by himself. He's the only reason they exist. They're 19 and 10 on the road. They're 35 and 23. I mean, the reason they're having success is flat out because of Joel Embiid and no other reason. It's not Doc Rivers. It's not anyone. I mean, Maxey's a great player, and Harris does his thing every night. But at the end of the day, I don't think either one of them would be Jack if they didn't have Embiid, because everyone has to double Embiid, and it leaves Harris and Maxey basically wide open. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, when you look at the stats, the other guys, you know, after Maxey and Harris, those guys drop off drastically in everything. I mean, there's no one really grabbing rebounds except him and Harris. You know, you had Drummond a little bit, but he's gone. Curry was the only other scorer. He's gone. you haven't had, you know, Ben Simmons all year to do anything. It's been completely on him. And, you know, he changes defenses. He makes them adapt to him. He makes them double him. He makes them, you know, all eyes on him. And because of that, these other guys are able to find backdoor cuts, are able to find, you know, open mid-range jumpers because of the late reaction time on closing. So it's completely him. If he wasn't, not even can't say like if he wasn't there, okay, obviously it's going to be different. So, you know, if he was, let's say, two-thirds of his production, not even a half, if he was two-thirds, this team probably has lost another 10 games. And like you said, how good they are on the road is crazy. You know, teams just don't do that very often unless you're championship caliber, and they haven't been for the longest time. They've, you know, always been there and then always flopped in the playoffs. So it's been a huge surge and, you know, great performance by them this year. I guess it's, you know, just like we talked about with Brooklyn, like a weight lifted off their shoulders. They're able to play free. They're able to play relaxed. They're able to play as a team because they don't have that anchor of Ben Simmons around their neck.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know, now they got Harden. So everyone still thinks he's got all this game and that he's incredible. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, and San Diego ESPN Radio, Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline, USA Armed Forces Radio, for Pharrell on the Bench. So the reason they're so good is him. It's Embiid. There's no other reason. The reason they win is him. That's it. End of discussion. And so now you have Harden. So I guess they think with Harris, Maxey, Harden, Korkmaz, and Embiid, and Thybulle, I guess, in some capacity, they're going to the playoffs, and they think they can win a championship. I will say this. I think it's very hard to win a championship, frankly, with one guy. With two, it's easier. But I'm not so sure that I buy into James Harden with the luck he's had in the postseason. Frankly, he's been the black cloud diner in the playoffs. When it comes to game sixes and game sevens, he's been, frankly, as bad as Embiid has. Neither one of them ever get it done. I mean, that's just all there is to it. But I'm not talking about him winning a championship, to be honest with you. I just want him to win the MVP so I can cash that ticket, son. Minus 3,000, son. You got to get some of that piece, son. Somebody wrote me that it's the best thing that ever happened coming out of the pandemic was having Pharrell on the Bench on late night radio. I appreciate that, man. I really do. It's Pharrell on the Bench.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app. So count your blessings, Sporto. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
So I think it's pretty cool. I'm watching the NBA guys, you know, Ernie and Shaq and Jed and Chuck. And behind, every time they use this camera angle from the side on Kenny the Jet, right directly behind him is a picture of Kurt Cobain singing with Nirvana. They're at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. I've told this story before on the air. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I took a road trip of Yankee fans to Cleveland to see a weekend series with the Indians and Yankees, right? And so my dad flew over from Pittsburgh to meet us. And we had just the greatest time and the greatest seats. And I had this entire section of, and there was like 100 of us. And I remember it. It was crazy. Like, we, if I remember correctly, we took a bus, we went to the airport, we flew to Cleveland, and we all stayed together at some hotel, and everybody partied like rock stars. And then when we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, well, let's just say I don't want to be any, I don't want to, you know, not tell the truth. We shroomed. And it was fun. I went through there. I was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for like 8 hours. And my dad had no clue. My dad was just having the time of his life, and we were all tripping. I got to tell you, it was fun, and I don't regret it at all. People are like, did he just say he was shrooming at the – was he tripping? What does that mean, tripping? I think he was doing some kind of narcotics. This is unacceptable. Everyone go to bed. You children go to bed right now. We're done with this program. Oh, Pharrell, we love the program. Please pass me my pool moles. Anyway, I saw your boy Chuck the other day saying that he didn't want to die on television. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, he doesn't want to keep doing it that much longer. He's like, I don't know when I'm going to stop, but it's not going to be much longer. Basically is what he said, right? So I guess it's something in the water lately.
Yes. I think he said his contract's up in a couple of years, and maybe that's when he's going to probably stop. I think in 2 or 3 years it's up, when he's going to be like 64 years old.
And what did he say? That's it? He's going to wrap it up?
Yeah, that's probably when he's going to stop. Once the contract's up, he's probably not going to sign again.
Well, fair enough. You know, I told you many times that I kind of have a plan in place for me to do this, how long I want to do it, and hopefully I'll be able to keep going, you know, till that time. I'm hoping that I can stay on doing Sports Grid, doing shows for Sports Grid, being on TV, and obviously if that doesn't come to fruition, who knows? You never know what's going to happen year to year, every couple of years, whatever. I just re-signed with them, so that was not nothing is set in stone, nothing is automatic, nothing is guaranteed in life. I know that, and I've been through millions of jobs and contracts and negotiations and things of this nature. I was able to get it done, and it is what it is. And I'm here, and I'm excited to be here, and I like doing it. But there is a time and a place to end these things. And I think that for me, basically my goal is kind of to, you know, put my kids through college. And when that happens, because my son's a year away, he's going to go to college. He's got one more year of high school, and then, you know, 4 years of college. And then, my daughter's got, 4 more years of high school, and then she goes to college. So that would mean 8 years. So, bottom line is it's more her window than his, because he'll be done when she's going, right? And then 4 years of her going. So it's basically 8 years. And so, you know, that would be somewhere around 64, 65 years old for me. I want to get through all that. Hopefully we'll do all that. And hopefully I'll still be great at what I do and doing well and healthy. And hopefully, God willing, I'll be still able to do what I do, and I'll be good at it, and everyone will like it and want me to keep doing it and things of this nature. You never know. Like, I've seen people at CBS, when they got old, they kept them on there and kept them on there, kept them on there. And then when the new management came in and, you know, new owners came in, they fired them and got rid of them. And they don't care. They're ruthless. They're absolutely evil. And they don't care about people at all. And they fire people that have been there 30, 40 years that are great people. And they just don't care. They just absolutely don't care. And when you get to be powerful in life and you're in a position of power and you're a suit and you make decisions, the people that can say no and that can fire you and look you in the eye and fire you, and it doesn't faze them, that's when you know you're, you know, officially ruthless. And when you become ruthless, you're able to do that to people without it affecting you. And they'll always say it affects you, but it's really the other way around. If you can get to the point where you could do someone like that and it doesn't affect you, that's when you know you're ruthless and evil. And I've seen them do that to too many people in this business. I've seen it over and over and over, a million times over, and it happens every time. And it really is disgusting. And I think it's... I think there's a lot of discrimination involved. I think there's a lot of, very, very uncomfortable things happening that are, unconscionable. And I just don't like it. I don't want to be that guy. I really don't. I want to do it. I want to do it as long as I can do it well. And then I want to go away. I'm not one of these guys that loves himself so much and thinks he's just so incredible that I need to stay on the air till I'm 80. I'm not that guy. Like, I used to work for Imus, right? I used to work with him. I loved him. I got along with him. We had a great relationship. He's an incredible icon in the industry, whether you like it or not, whether you like him or not, he is a legend. And he stayed on the air too long, but it's none of my business. It's none of my business. I never once said, man, you're 80 now. You're still doing this. I'm not that guy. Howard, when I worked for Howard Stern, I don't know how many times he said he was going to retire. He's never retired. Mafia, you were there. He said he was going to retire, 10 times?
Yep. Every time that contract was ending, he said he was going to be done and never was.
Never. He's still doing it. So I'm not... And I am nowhere near either one of them, right? Like, some people say I'm the king of late night radio, all this other stuff. I've done it for 35 years, done all this, but I've never actually thought that I was so important that, I got to stay on the air forever. And I'm going to do this till I'm 80. I'm not that dude. I'm really not. I'm going to be surfing and eating everything I see and trying to get a little leg. Fair enough. And smoke a thumb. Fair enough. Okay. But I'm not a guy that has to, and I'm not saying anyone else is, I'm just not the guy that has to be on TV or radio to be, feel good about myself. Like, oh, I'm so famous. What will I ever do without my fame? I'm not that guy. You may think I am, but I'm not that guy. I'm really not. So I love doing what I do. And then, one day I won't want to do it anymore. It'll be that. That'll be that. And it'll end. That's how that's going to roll, like a doobie. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
So Mavi just told me that tomorrow night I'm going to do my my entire show while Foo Fighters are practicing in a garage. I'm going to be in the middle of it. I'm going to broadcast my show from the middle of the garage while they're shredding music. And you won't be able to hear me at all, but it'll be a great show. Trust me. So... did you like that one, Mafia? How about Luka Doncic tonight, Mafia? 49 points, 15 boards, 8 dimes, 7 three-pointers. He was 7 of 14 from 3, 17 of 35 from the floor, 8 of 12 from the line, and he had a block shot. And they beat the Pelicans 125-118. That is crazy. And how about your boy? McCollum, welcome to New Orleans. 38 tonight for the Pelicans. That guy can flat out put it in the hole. That's all there is to it. The Clippers are up 62-48 on the Rockets with 3.5 left in the second. So they're not even at halftime yet. And they're well on their way to putting 75 up at the half. Sixers beat the Bucks, Mavs beat the Pels, Wizards beat the Nets, Heat by 4 over the Hornets in double overtime. The Hornets have lost 9 of 10 going into the break. And I think 3 in a row at home. But what's the difference? 9 out of 10 means you suck. But I still think that's a decent team. Like they're tough to beat and they're tough to play and they're fun to watch. I like watching LaMelo play. I'll be honest with you. We were talking about Charles Barkley says in 2 years his contract's up, he's probably going to retire. There's another one for you, Mavia. That guy's been doing this. I mean, how long have they been doing that show? 20 years at least, right? Like, hasn't Ernie and Chuck and Jet been doing that for at least 20 years? And Chuck probably has been there with him for, what, 8-10 years at least? Maybe longer? I mean, I don't even know. I'm just guessing, but it's got to be like 20 years at least.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. It's definitely been a long time, as long as I can remember. So,
what do they call it? Is there a name for it? I don't even remember.
NBA on TNT?
I guess the NBA on TNT, but I mean, how long has Ernie been running that show with Chuck and Jet? I know it's longer than Shaq because he came into the mix like, you know, after he was done playing, they were already doing it. Right. So it used to just be, I think, you know, Kenny, Chuck and Ernie, unless I'm mistaken. I could be wrong. There might have been another person with him. I don't even remember, but Inside the NBA, that's what it's called. Inside the NBA on TNT. I think that's what they call it. But I think, you know, fair enough. I think Charles Barkley has every right to, you know, he's had a great run. And I think he has every right in the world to walk away when he's 64, 65, whatever it is. He's just like, I don't want to die on television. I mean, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Like, he just wants to... I mean, obviously, the guy wants to retire and play golf and eat food because he's a fat ass. He'll be perfect in 65 to 85, 90 range where you just basically eat as much as possible and then they put you in the ground. That's probably pretty much me, Mafia. I think that I'll, you know, party, eat, drink, be merry, get fat and die. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Is there any other way? Like, at some point, like, you know, I think at some level, everyone needs to drink freshies. Like, you should see Mafia. Like, he goes to great lengths to drink the strongest alcohol content IPAs on the market. Like, he's like a connoisseur of high alcohol content IPAs. You know, it was funny. I went to pick up dinner tonight with Chop at her favorite place. And she said to me in the car, what's like a Bud Light like? And I said, it's pretty much, you know, that's Carver High's beer. I said, it's pretty much water. and I said that it's different than like what Mafia drinks, which are IPAs with 8% alcohol. And then she said, well, what did you like? And I said, I liked Heineken, Guinness, and Bass. That was what I liked. And basically, those are expensive high-end beers, right? Like, I mean, top of the market, high-end beers would be Heineken and Guinness and Bass. I really like Bass. In fact, I could drink Bass out of the bottle or the tap all day long. I mean, literally, I could drink it all day long. I mean, they had a hard time keeping these alligators down when I had the Bass flowing. It was, I mean, look out, Loretta. But I think that at the end of the day, Charles Barkley wants to eat food and drink beer and get, you know, fatter than he already is and play golf. And that's it. Some people like to, you know, like when they're old or whatever, they get the golf club membership going and they wax it up and start playing golf. I don't have a problem with that. Like, I could see me playing golf again regularly when I'm old, you know, living in like Cali. If I lived in San Diego, I would golf a lot. And then when I lived out there, I was like a 6 handicap. And then when I moved here to New York and I started playing around here once or twice a summer, I quickly became like a 15. Like, I just don't matter anymore golfing. But it would not take me more than literally, if I played 5 days a week for 6 months, I would be a great golfer again. But at that age, I don't think I'll ever score again, because you have to be able to hit the ball big to score, I think. You know, to really score low, you have to be able to hit the ball. And, you know, unless you're playing off the ladies' tees, you're talking about when you're old. Like, if I'm 70 years old or 75 years old, you just don't hit the ball that far. I remember my grandfather used to hit it 200 yards or something. And but he was a really good golfer, and he golfed straight. Hit the ball straight. So he just hit it off the tee about 180, 200 yards. And he went up and hit the next shot 100 yards. And then he chipped it on, and he'd get a birdie, or he'd get a par or a bogey. That was it. He never got birdies because he didn't hit it hard enough. He didn't hit it far enough. But he played par bogey golf and was always happy playing golf. He just played golf till he was dead. He played golf every day till he was dead. That was it. I could see myself doing that. Mafia, I think Mafia could play golf until he's dead and drink Pabst Blue Ribbon. Like, as long as they were $2, I think Mafia would drink somewhere in the neighborhood of 79 cans of beer per round. And it's really not that filling, Pabst Blue Ribbon. So I think he'd, essentially, I don't think he'd gain that much weight. I think Mafia would stay relatively healthy if he just drank PBR and played golf every day of his life. Died. You know what I mean?
By the way, speaking of doing things until you die, I got the numbers for you here. Ernie Johnson has been doing Inside the NBA since 1990, so 32 years. Kenny Smith's been doing it since 1998, so 24 years for him. And Barkley's been doing it since 2001. So 21 years for him. And even Shaq has been doing it for over a decade now. He joined in 2011.
Okay, well, I told you. What did I tell you before? 20 years?
Yeah.
I said he's done it. I said Chuck's done it at least 20 years. And then I thought Chuck, Kenny, and Ernie did it, you know, together, you know, even, I said even longer. You know, I think they were doing it. They were the originals. But it's obvious that it was Ernie, Kenny, then Chuck, then Shaq. So, I don't know. They must have had somebody else doing it with them.
Yeah, Ernie took it over in the second year and, you know, would bring in various players and guests and whatever. And then they brought in Kenny about 8 years later. And then 4 years after that, you brought in, of course, your boy Chuck.
I think it's probably, essentially, the greatest sports show in a pro league ever. Bar none. Now, I know they're trying to do that again at ABC with this Greeny, Rose, Smith, and Wilbon. And those guys know their ball. There's no doubt they know their lid. There's no doubt that those guys know their basketball. Fair enough. But they try so hard to be funny and cool, and they're just not at all able to hold the onions of this show with Ernie and with these guys. I mean, that's just all there is to it. They will never be this crew from TNT. This is the greatest sports show ever when you think about it. What? There's nothing that can even compare to it. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Right, because even the other great sports shows didn't have the longevity this has had with the same crew.
I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, how many times has ESPN changed that Saturday night primetime basketball show? I mean, they've changed it so many times, and the Monday Night Football, it's disgusting.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, Farrell on the Bench. So I'm keeping my eyes on this Clipper game. At the half, 71-59 Clippers. I think I laid 10.5 in that game. I did. But I've never really spent the evening looking at the college basketball scene, which is crucial. So right now on FS1, UCLA's up 10 on Washington State in the first half at about 7 minutes left. Washington and USC are underway. It's 4-2 Huskies out of the gates. Murray State blew out Austin Peay, 91-56. Arizona beat Oregon State. They didn't cover, though. And Houston beat Central Florida. And that number, I gotta look at that number. They covered. They covered the 13.5. Now I just want to look at the unranked games because there were millions of them. And I got a lot going on there. All right. St. Mary's is putting it on San Francisco tonight. They're up 10 with 4 minutes to go. Creighton leads DePaul by 5 with 7 minutes to go. Long Beach is up comfortably numb with 5 minutes to go. They're up 14 on Northridge. Mafia's always been a fan of the Northridge fault line. So he roots for CSU Northridge. He always said to me, like, we were in a car the other day in L.A., and he's like, are we close to Northridge, sir? And the guy didn't speak any English at all, and I said, I don't think he speaks any English. And Mafia goes, well, how the hell are we going to know if we're near the fault line? I said, I don't know. He goes, does Speedy Weedy deliver? I go, yes, they do, but you have to spend $60. Santa Clara's up 72-64 on Loyola Marymount with just 4 minutes to go. And they're laying 5. I got them going. I got Stanford laying 5. They're up 6 on Utah right now with 30 seconds left in the first half. Arizona State beat Oregon. I had Arizona State on the spread getting 4. That hit. I hit Buffalo laying the 9 against Eastern Michigan. I hit Penn State. They blew out Minnesota. Towson beat Wilmington's ass. Towson's a good team, man. I went with Wilmington tonight thinking that they could dance with them. They got slaughtered. App State, I took Troy in the 4. Troy won it outright at App State by 6. Akron got upset by Northern Illinois at Akron. Fail. Cincinnati beat Wichita State 85-76. Covered there. That was my number 2 play. I hit Middle Tennessee. I went with the 4.5 with FIU. They lost by 6. Drag. I hit Marshall over Old Dominion. They were laying 1. They won by 4. I hit North Texas laying 2. They won by 3 over FAU. That was my number 1 play. So my number 1 and 2 plays both hit. I had Youngstown State laying. They covered over UIC. I had Bobby Moe. They got beat and did not cover. Bobby Moe letting me down tonight in Pittsburgh. Georgia State, I hit to win. Georgia Southern did not cover. South Alabama, laying 1, hit, win by 3. Greensboro over Chattanooga by 3. Huge upset there on the road. Drexel, laying 8, cover over William and Mary. Billy and Mary, we like to say, or Bloody Mary. Here we go. Charleston got beat, but I had Jimmy Madison and 6. They covered the spread. I hit Michigan plus 6 against Iowa, 84-79 Wolverines. Louisiana Tech, UTEP. I had UTEP in 9.5 with the spread. Cover! Monroe, I had, getting 1.5. They lost by one and covered by the hook. How about this one? Belmont, 81-57 over Eastern Illinois. They covered. Eastern Illinois covered. They covered. They covered with 28. They did. I hit the Eastern Illinois. They're the worst team like in the world. And they covered the 28. They're 5-22 and they covered. Oh, Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. UAB, here we go. UAB I had. They won and Rice did not cover the 13.5. Western Kentucky I had. And Charlotte was 8.5. They lost by 10. Western Kentucky won. Arlington, I had. They won by 15. Little Rock was getting 10. Texas State, I had. Let's see if I can find that one. Texas State won, laying 5. They covered and won 84-67 over Arkansas State. South Dakota State, I laid 13.5. They covered and won. Double cover there. North Dakota State, laying 2.5. Double cover there. They hit and won. Here's the high-risk one. Let's see how that worked out. Colorado State won. New Mexico getting 7. They did not cover. Weber laying 15.5. They won by 15. Drag. Montana did not win. Idaho beat them. The Vandals. Montana State. Lost by 2 in overtime. They were laying 1.5. Eastern Washington, the Skyhawks beat them. They are tough in Spokane. They never lose. Colorado, I had laying 1.5 at Cal. Cover, double cover. And then I had the game that starts late night is Nevada and San Jose State at midnight. That starts in about 15 minutes. And then the game that was going on right now, it's St. Mary's by 7 with 2 minutes left. They're up 7. They're going to win. And then Creighton's up 5 with 5.5 minutes left. I got Creighton going there. And then Long Beach is up 15. They're going to hit, laying 6.5 with 2 minutes left. And that's the only other one I did of those cheesy small Western schools that are late night tonight. There are some other games. I just didn't bet on them. Riverside leads Bakersfield. I'm not going to Bakersfield. Fullerton leads Santa Barbara, the Gauchos, by 2 with 2 minutes left. Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks, tied with Portland State on the road, 64s with 1.5 minutes left. Portland blowing out the Toreros of San Diego, 79-56 with 4:45 left. Santa Clara up 10 on Loyola Marymount with 2 minutes left. Washington State still down 10 to UCLA, 3 minutes left first half. And Stanford up 7 at the half on Utah. USC up 1 on Washington, 13 left first half. There you go. That's everything. It really is incredible what I've been able to provide the community with. You know what I mean? Just always providing the community with what they need. Mafia gets very excited. Anyway. Yeah. I got to tell you, you know, the All-Star break is upon us, Mafia. So they're going to Cleveland. I actually know a guy going to Cleveland for the whole weekend to the festivities. He has, like, tickets to everything, all the parties, everything, like front row seats to the game. He's going with his family, the whole deal. This guy's, like, obsessed with the NBA. I just saw the Icky Woods Geico commercial, by the way, and we had Icky Woods on our show in L.A., and he was a very cool dude. I got a kick out of Icky Woods. Here's another story for you that I found interesting. Remember last night when they reported that Anthony Davis's MRI came back negative and he was good to go and he'd be back in 2 weeks. And then I went on the air and said, when it happened, I said, that is the most brutal ankle roll I've seen in a while. He'll be out 5 or 6 weeks at least. I said even more like 8. So tonight they reported he's out a month at least. So the month is just a guesstimate for sure. Because I'm telling you, that guy is saltwater taffy, soft. I mean, he is just constantly out, right? So he has that's the worst ankle roll I've seen in a while. I will bet my life he's out 8 weeks.
Right. It's one of those, he'll be evaluated again in Yeah, because it's not even like, oh, he'll be back in 4 weeks. Like, he'll be reevaluated in 4 weeks. No, we've heard that about all season long. Zion Williamson, how's he come back from that foot? That guy's been reevaluated, and still hasn't come back.
I have heard recently that he's going to have another surgery on that foot. He's not, I mean, he's done.
Yeah, they're saying that yesterday.
He's done. Like, do you think that's because he broke his foot because he's, just so fat? So huge. I mean,
listen, when you're a big guy, you take that, you know, kind of pounding on your foot, it's always going to be worse, but he's bigger than most of us. So the more weight you're going to put on it, the more it's going to, you know, hurt, the harder it's going to be for it to heal because of all the weight you're putting on it. Cause not like, you know, you could just, you don't see him like rolling around in a wheelchair just being completely off it. So yeah, the heavier you are, the worse it is for that kind of an injury or any injury.
Yeah. He's so big. He's so enormous. I think, and he plays with such violence that I think he actually kind of did it to himself with his body and his size and his weight and his style of play. I mean that seriously, like that guy, he's missed a whole season. He's never played one game. And I mean, that franchise is going down the drain. I mean, they had to trade for C.J. McCollum. There's no reason to pay money to go see that team play. I guess Ingram, but does anyone really care about Ingram? No. Nobody cares about him. He's a good player, but I can live without going to, you know, pay a bunch of money to see him play every night. You know what I mean? Like, I could go see him play once or twice and be, like, cool with it. But are you really going to go every night to watch that guy play and spend a ton of money or buy season tickets? Would you, Mafia?
No. I mean, especially when the rest of the guys around him are just not up to snuff whatsoever. Even if you have a great player, when you have such a bad team around him, it's just not worth going and seeing him.
So, Mafia, how sad are you? It sounds like not at all that you're not going to be doing the late night show with me anymore after, like, you know, 5 minutes from now.
I mean, I've definitely seen it's
Did you ever
got some emotions to it. No, I didn't, but, you know, it is very emotional because that my whole career with you, we've been doing late nights, so it's going to be a big change to not have that, you know, where you're kind of closing out my night. I spent more late nights with you than I have my wife, sadly.
Hey, now, do you think that I'm easier to deal with in the daytime than I am at nighttime? Do you think I'm cooler in the daytime than I am at night?
Yeah, I'll say that slightly. You know, when you're not tired and, you know, moody because you're exhausted, of course, you're going to be easier to deal with.
All right. Fair enough.
I mean, that's everybody, not just you.
Yeah, fair enough. But you and I have done the late night show together for 16 years.
We have. That's ever since I started my career with you. Yeah.
You've done it longer than anybody.
I have. I've outlasted them all.
You outlasted them all, and we both have a massive gambling problem.
I have the emotional scars to prove it.
It's true. So we'll come back to New York and wrap it up. I'm now watching UCLA and Washington State. I'll watch that in bed while I listen to 34C snore and slobber all over me for the next hour and a half.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
I gotta tell you, famous Jameis looks pretty good with his footwork and his dropbacks and his recovery from blowing out his knee. To be honest with you, I'd take him in Pittsburgh. I've been hearing rumors about Wentz going to the Steelers. So God only knows. UCLA up 10 on Washington State at the half at Pauley Pavilion, and That should be an interesting second half. So, I'm obvious. It's the end of a 16-year run of Mafia and I doing late night radio tonight. Tomorrow night I'm working with Carver Eyes, and this is my last show of Mafia. God, I love you. You've always been there for me. You always have my back. I love you for that. I'll never forget you. I still have to work with you every single day, all day long, and during 3 to 6 Eastern and 12 to 3 Western on Coast to Coast. But Roland Avenge has been special between us. God, it'll never be the same. But it doesn't mean that I don't love you. But thank you for working in my studio all day today. You're a beautiful human being, and good luck with your baby daughter. God. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Coast to Coast for Mafia and Pharrell. Good night from New York. God.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.